Talk about Saminyane Pesach. The Mishnah, everyone knows. We say it at the Haggadah. Amar Rav Gamliel. Kol shlo omar shlosh dvar meila Pesach, lo yotze yidei chavosa. So the question is, which chov? He wasn't fulfilled the mitzvah. Now what does that mean? He didn't fulfill any mitzvah. So the Ramban, first Ramban in Melchamas and Brachas, is very bothered by that. So according to the Ramban, what is the mitzvah of matzah is not only to eat matzah. The mitzvah of matzah is to eat matzah and explain the whole idea behind matzah. So, what is it? Kol shalom v'shlosh v'amelu b'pesach lo yotzi yidei chavoso pesach matzah mora. So the Ramban says that means you weren't yotzi mitzvah matzah. Ramban has a problem. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Kof Ches Amud Aleph says that kafa'uvir. Let's say the Gemara is discussing the mitzvah tzrichas kavana, mitzvah ainus tzrichas kavana. So the Gemara says kafa'uvir ocha matzah. Say kafa'uma per se. Someone stuck a gun to someone's head and said eat matzah, and he eats matzah. The Gemara says that should be totally mitzvah tzrichas kavana, mitzvah ainus tzrichas kavana. So Ramban says, wait a second. It doesn't say that when he said it, that when he ate the matzah, he said matzah zu shani yochal shema, shal hush hisbik mitzeg shema v'sen al achbetz. He doesn't say that. They just forced him to eat matzah. Ramban concludes, because of that, that means lo yotze dechavosa completely. I mean, but what is the Ramban telling us? The mitzvah is matzah, yes, it's a mitzvah to eat it. But the mitzvah b'shleimuso deraisa is to eat it and explain the idea behind the matzah. That's how the Ramban understood what Rabban Gamliel said. Now, this is a very interesting thing. You have different mitzvahs that are there for different reasons. For instance, we have a mitzvah of sukkah. Why do we sit in sukkah? The man yegu dorosechim kibas sukkas hoshafti is bnei Yisrael v'hotzio sumeretz Mitzrayim. Pasuk says. So Rashi says in sukkah dav bezim et beis, do you have to, when you're in the sukkah, do you have to say anything? I'm hereby sitting in the sukkah because the Klal Yisrael sat in sukkahs when they left, whatever sukkah means, it's machokas, ananei akavur, sukkahs mamish. They sat in sukkahs when they were in the midbar? No. How you do doros? What will happen? You move out of your house. You move into the sukkah. And your children are going to ask you, what are you moving out of the house for? What are you moving to the sukkah for? And it'll be, and people will talk about it. You don't have to say anything. Rabbi Nechananel very similarly says, the Torah says no. The Torah says, whenever the Torah gives a tam for a mitzvah, like, for instance, a tam for sukkah, you have to be mechaven in, when you sit and do that, that you're going to be yotzei the mitzvah. For this, and we had doing the mitzvah for this reason. The first Torah in the beginning of the Hilchos Sukkah. But, even the Torah, Rashi and Rabbi Nochanan will say, you don't have to think at all about it. Just will come out in discussion, and maybe people talk about it. The Torah says you have to think about it. But no one says that when you have that first kazayas in the sukkah, well, sukkahs, you have to say something. I'm hereby sitting in sukkah because Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim and they were in Sukkot, etc. You don't have to say that. No one says that. Matzah is different. What about other mitzvahs? For instance, there is mitzvah shofar. You know the mitzvah shofar. Mitzvah shofar just said, there are two psukim. One says Yom Truah Yelachem, one says Zichron Truah Yelachem. Now, what does the word Zichron mean? So there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah asks the question, why is it that we blow shofar 6 days and on Shabbos we don't blow shofar? The Gemara says, well, one pasuk says Yom Truah Yelachem. One pasuk says Zichron Truah Yelachem. So 6 days, when Rosh Hashanah is on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so it's Yom Truah Lecha. It's on Shabbos, it's Zichron Truah Lecha. What is the Gemara telling us? The Gemara is telling us a very simple idea. What does the word Zichron mean? The word Zohar can mean one of three things. Zohar can mean to remember, or can mean to mention, and the Zohar can mean to discuss in detail. Explain. Three meanings of the word Zohar. So what does the Gemara say? Zichron Truah means 6 days I blow the Truah. If it happens to come on Shabbos, so then what happens? So then you discuss, explain what the ideas behind Truah are. That's Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. But then the Gemara changes its mind. So no, it's only Drabonah. And the mitzvah Yom Truah is 7 days. But the Gemara doesn't tell us what exactly Zichron Truah means. It could mean we have Zikaron Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a Truah. Or it means the Gemara stays with the original definition of Zichron Truah means Malchus Zichron Shofros HaDeraisa. Who says Malchus Zichron Shofros Deraisa? The Rambam says in Perish Mishnayos. And Rashi Ala Torah says the Ramban gets very upset. How can Rashi say Malchus Zichron Shofros Deraisa? Rashi and Emor. After all, the Gemara says that if you have two cities to go to, one they blow shofar, and once someone knows how to say Malchus Zichron Shofros, remember they didn't have Siddurim at the time. So you go to the one that blows shofar, because that's the rice, and Malchus Zichron Shofros only drop on it. So what did Rashi and the Rambam do with that? He doesn't mention the Rambam. The Rambam says it's black and white, it's the rice. So the answer is very simple. Rambam Gamliel, what does the Ramban say? Go back to the Ramban himself. Ramban says, when you eat matzah, you have to explain the matzah. And according to Rashi and the Rambam, when you blow shofar, you have to explain the shofar. If you're not going to blow shofar, then Zichron Truah is going to be just the Rabbanan. So one group of Rishonim say, Malchus Zichron Shofar is a deraisa. When you blow the shofar, just don't blow the shofar. Explain it with Malchus, explain it with Zichronos, explain it with shofars. That's the explanation of what the shofar is all about. So here's the second mitzvah that included in the mitzvah is not only the mitzvah, explaining the mitzvah. Sukkah, no one says that you have to explain it. The Torah says you have to think about it. And most of the Rishonim disagree with the Torah. So there's certain mitzvahs this way, there's certain mitzvahs that way. But Bach explains the Torah whenever the Torah gives an explanation for mitzvah, you have to, l'chadchila, derech avodah, you should think about that time in it. That is how the Ramban understands what Rambam Gamliel says, kol shelo amar shlosh drama lepesach, lo yotzi de chavos of what? Pesach, matz, and mara. Now, exactly what are you supposed to be saying? Let's see what the Rambam says. Because matzah, two matzahs. What do we say? Ha lachma anya da cholov al senu be'ara de mitzrayim. when they were avodim, what did they eat? They ate matzah. So there's matzah they ate when they were avodim. Then there's matzah they ate leil Pesach there in Mitzrayim. And there's because what is it? The pasuk in both says they ate matzah. When they left, they had to hurry up and get everything. Oh, he spoke with Seikom, I was saying, Lahachman, Sajin, Nigla, and Melech, Malachim, Kosh, Baruch. So they matzah the next day. Which of the three matzahs do we talk about? In the Haggadah. So we begin the very beginning of the Haggadah with Halachma and Yudachol, Abosor, Abar, the Mitzrayim. What about when we say it at the Seder? Says Rambam says Magbias Hamatzah V'Omer Matzah Zushanu Ochem Al Shem Shlo Hispik V'Tzeichon Shlo V'Seinu LaHachmatz Nigalei Melech Malchum Kodesh Baruch Hu Golam Miyat Shenemar. So we explain it and then we quote a pasuk. Same thing as we do in Zichronos. We have an introduction to Malchios and we have Pesukim. We have instructions to Zichronos. We have Pesukim. Here we explain it. And we say, "Vayofus habotzek ashotzi mitzrayim ugolz matzos kilo chametz." So that's what he says in the halach. What does he say in his haggadah? Shem al shem his book. He says the same. So we talk about not what. So what we have, the Rambam. Very interesting. As when we say Rabban Gamliel, we talk about the matzah they ate the next day. Rambam says, very interesting, we begin with Halach Vanya. Rambam says, that's only Bizman Agolos. Bizman Beis HaMikdash, they didn't do that. So, why not? So he says, Nusach HaGosh Noor, we say Bizman Agolos. V'behilu Yotzonim Mitzrayim, okay. Let's see this masbir. As follows. That Pesach, from Pesach, is a simon of Geula. Mor is a simon of Avdus. What's matzah? Geula Avdus. Matzah is Geula, matzah is Avdus. Bizman Beis HaMikdash, when we have a Geula, it's only about the matzah of Gula. But nowadays, we don't have a Gula Shlema. So, because we don't have a Gula Shlema, we split it into two. We have Halachma at the beginning and Halachma at the end. But it's very interesting. When we talk about matzah, what do we talk about? We talk about they ate the next day. What's so important they ate it the next day? Big deal. Two things. First of all, the speed of the gula. He's potem lahachmat, something else. What were they eating as avodim? As avodim, they were eating matzah. That night in the transition from avdus to cheirus, eating matzah. Next day, they're free people. What are they eating? Matzah. Difference between a ben chorin, people think a ben chorin, someone who sits down to a big fancy steak. No. The difference between a ben chorin and an evet is not what you eat, it's how you eat it. You can eat matzah as an evet, you can eat matzah as a ben chorin. All different who you are and what you are. The Rambam disagrees with the Ramban. Rambam says like this. In Mitzvah's Matzah, he doesn't mention Rabban Gamliel at all. Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim, he mentions. What is the Mitzvah of Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim? He says, first of all, the whole story. Second of all, he says, Kol Shelo, in the middle of Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim, Pesach, matzah, umora. Part of Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim. What is Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim? Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just telling the story. After all, what are the four? If you take a look at the Arba Bonim, Keneged Arba Bonim Dibur Torah, Chochamahu Omer, Moedos Vachukim Vamishpotim Shetziva Hashem Elokeinu Eschem. Understanding the Nisim and Naflos and understanding how we remember it and express it today, that's all part of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what we tell the Ben Chacham. I goes my money. It brings Tanya B'Tosefta, Perik Basra de Mechil. B'Tosefta says, Chayiv Adam Lo'asok B'Hilchas HaPesach Afilu Beinu Levein Atzma. Part of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim is learning halachas. And if you take a look at our Haggadah, that's exactly what we do. Take a look at the Haggadah, what do we do? It's very in-depth. We begin halach manya. We begin matzah, this is before the geula, halach manya. Then we say, manishtan halalat zemikol halalos. What is, that can be translated in one of two ways. Manishtana, why is this night different? It would mean law. Bamenishtana, in what way is it different? Or Mahanishtana, how different is it? Like with an exclamation point at the end. Now, obviously, if last year we said Manishtana, and the year before we said Manishtana, the year before we said Manishtana, what does it mean? Four questions. Every kid in school, what am I going to have? I'm going to have all my grandchildren. Not all my grandchildren. I'll have a bunch of my grandchildren at my Seder, and they're going to say, Manishtan. They've been teaching them about Pesach for 4 years. Teaching them about Pesach for a whole month. Well, they're asking me a question, though. More than that, if you take a look carefully in the Shitas HaRambam, the Rambam doesn't have the children asking Manishtan. The person who's reciting the Haggadah, he says Manishtan. Ram says like this. He says you have to make it interesting, everything. Then he says like this, Perches. He says, Maschil Uvorech Bori Priagofe. Ginberg Priagofe. Lokech Yerek, that's Karpas, Metabolos, Sobacharosis, Ram has in Charosis, we have a Meimelech, Ochel Kazayas, who Vachol Hamasubimimo, well Echod ain't Ochel Pochas Mikazayas. Achakach Ochem Hashulchan, you take the Shulchan away, Lifne Korea Godel Levado, Mosgen Kosheni, you pour the second Kos, Akana ben Shaul, you turn to the children and say, do you have any questions? And then after the children ask the questions, well, Omer HaKore, this is Omer HaBen, Omer HaKore, the one who's reading the Haggadah, the one who's leading the Haggadah, he says Manishtan. Going to the Rambam, it's part of the Haggadah. It's not the question you're teaching the children. Why? Because he says, Kana ben Shaul. Yeah, Sitchun, you got any questions? Okay, and after you finish that, what do you say? So the Balagoda, so I'm going to say, so who am I asking? So at the Seder, who am I asking? I'm teaching there. I'm supposed to be the teacher there, not the asker. I'm asking my grandchildren? No. So what is a Manishtana? How different is this night? This is a very different night. It's different this way, different that way, different this way, different that way. We say how different it is. And then we say, then we have Ma'aseh Reb Elezer. All of a sudden we talk about the Seder, Reb Elezer, Reb Yeshua, Reb Elezer ben Azariah, Reb Akiva, Reb Tarfon. That means, why do we have this story here? We have this story because it says, Afilu kulanu chachamim kulon. Who is we? Now the outline is of what the Hilchos HaPesach. We're beginning with Hilchos HaPesach. Afilu kulonu. Who's Chayev? klon chachamim, klon vonim, klon erdim satora. Mitzvah l'sapir b'mitzvah Yisrael. No matter how chach, and how we're going to prove the case. From these five tanoim, the gedolei atanoim that the whole Torah Shavuot Peh is based on. Ma'aseh Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfa. And what were they talking about? Mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Amar lehem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So what is Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Rambam throws in one word here. Amar lehem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. This is part of the discussion they had that night. What about the halachos of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? That's who is chayef. Then we say, to who are you chayef? Baruch hamakom baruch hu. We'll get there in a second, what that's doing there. To who are you chayef? Chacham, Rosh, Tom, Shena, Yodel, Shol. To everybody. Yochom, Erosh, Chodesh. When are you chayef? So what are we doing? We're outlining all the halachas of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Who is chayev? And we're giving an example of the Gedolei Tanoim and what they were talking about that night. To who are you chayev? The Arba Bonim. When are you chayev? So we're being osik b'hilchas ha-pesach before we get started. So what's this, all of a sudden, this Baruch HaMokom Baruch Hu? What's that doing there? Take a look in the Avodram. I don't know whether any of you ever heard who the Avodram is. Avodram is a very basic sefer. It's a Talmud of the Tor. He wrote an extensive Perish on the Siddur. The most basic Perish on the Siddur was written by the Avodram, a Talmud of the Tor. He said, before we limud Torah barabim, this is our Birkas HaTorah for the night of Limud Torah Barabim. And then we go on to the story. So we're learning Hilchas HaPesach. So what is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has three parts, according to the Rambam. Part number one, the Nisim and the Niflos. Part number two, explaining the ideas behind the Mitzvah Halayla. And number three, actually learning halachas of the Laila. It's before we get to Hala. But there's a fourth aspect of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we have two ways of understanding what Rambam Gamliel says. Kol shalom ha-shlosh rambam ha-pesach lo yotzi dei chavos. Pesach ma'atzomor. Pesach ma'atzomor. Two different ways of understanding it. Either part of the mitzvah of matzah, the Ramban, just as the Rambam says, and Rashi says, Mitzvah Shofar includes explaining what the Shofar is about. Pesach Maratz Amorah means explaining, part of the mitzvah is explaining why and what we are doing here eating this matzah. Number one, that's the Ramban. The Rambam says part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has a different aspect too. Is Haseba. Why are we Mesif? So, Rambam says like this. In the Haggadah, we have the following. V'chol dor v'dor chayev adam liros es atzmo ki ilu hu yotzom in Mitzrayim. Okay, he has to see. But if you take a look in Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, he says like this, B'chol dor v'dor chayvon laharos es atzma, not liros, laharos. We'll see what the difference is. Ki hu yotza, b'atzma yotza mishibud mitzrayim shenarma v'osonu holtzim misho. Al dova zet siva hakadosh baruch b'torah ba'atzmo. Ki eved ha'yisa kloma ki ilu ato b'atzmo ha'y eved yotzos l'cheres v'niftas. Okay. Now, what does laharos mean? I have to show it. I have to demonstrate it. Lefikach. Ramsa. So what does it mean, lamaisa? Kishisoid adam balayla hazeh, tzorchlecha walishtos hu meisiv derachevas. Means I have to act as if I just was in heaven and walking out of Mitzrayim. I have to act it out. Another thing. You have to drink arba kosis, a lot of yayin. Apparently this is a very special mitzvah on Pesach to show different than the rest of the year. Apparently the rest of the year not drinking four kosis of yayin. Because if you were, you're not doing anything special by drinking half arba kosis of yayin tonight. Right? Rambam didn't know about the mitzvah of Sumi Yatsmi Bupurim. Okay, four reviews. Okay. So what's the difference? So the Rambam has Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim is a very complex mitzvah according to the Rambam. What is it? It's telling the Nisim v'Niflaos, explaining the Pesach Matz and Mara. It is learning Hilchos Pesach and acting out how I would act if just now I was in heaven. Okay. Now, what does Liros HaSatzmo mean? Liros HaSatzmo is a whole different story. Liros HaSatzmo psychological. You'll see where it's a psychological. So what is it? Psychologically, I have to put myself back in Mitzrayim. Liros HaSatzmo, view yourself as if. Two very different mitzvahs. One is a psychological mitzvah, and one is an active mitzvah. The active mitzvah is I just walked out, I was in heaven until now. Now I'm a free man. Okay, so what's the idea behind Masubin? No, in the times of Chazal, a free man, he ate sort of on a little couch with a little table in front of him. When they got to Europe, they began eating around tables. And then everyone else adopted that. So they asked the question, so what do we do Masubin nowadays? Masubin nowadays, that's that. Answer, my son Rabbi Avram pointed out to me. It's very, very simple. If you're an Eved, you don't slouch when you sit in front of your Rodin. You sit up very straight. If you want to show you're a free man, what do? You slouch. You're not going to be the same way. I'm sitting at attention like this. doesn't work that way. If you right now became, you're going to show, you're very relaxed, you slouch, you lean, you this. You're not sitting at attention like an Eved would sit in front of his Odin. Okay, that's Laharos. Liros. Why do we say that? We say that for a very simple reason. We have Hallow. This is the introduction to Hallow. Why is that the introduction to Hallow? We have a very, very serious question. Serious question goes like this. Klal Yisrael went through Yam Suf. When Klal Yisrael went through Yam Suf, they all of a sudden, they came out, they said, Shira. Oz Yoshim Moshe. Medrash says, Malach HaShoris wanted to say Shira. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no. Ma'aseh Yoda Ha'Tefilin B'Yam V'Yatam Omrim Shira. They were enemies. They were evil people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does justice. But there's no Shira when human beings die. A number of people have asked me, now, with the war in Ukraine, on the one hand, we say Tehillim for Achinu Beis Yisrael, Hantzunim Batzov Hashivi, that the Jews are being killed. Jews are under a lot of danger. But the biggest anti-Semites are always the Ukrainians. So someone asked me, should I feel happy that Ukrainians have been killed? I said, Chazal say, Ma'aseh Yoda Ha'Tefilin B'Yam V'Atam Omrim Shira. The biggest anti-Semite, it's a human being. A human being is killed. forget that he may. I don't know that these people have been killed or anti-Semites. After all, they elected this Jew as the head of the country. But let's assume they were. Let's assume who they were. Certainly during the Holocaust, they were vicious against the Jews. Certainly in 1648, 1649, Khmelnytsky, Russians, they killed close to 2 million Jews, 1.5 and 2 million Jews. But human beings in time. No Shema. The Taz says a very simple thing. Why don't we say full Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach, the anniversary of Kriyas Yam Suf? It says, okay. Wait a second. Leil Pesach was a night of Makas Bechoros. Many more Egyptians were killed that night of Makas Bechoros than were killed at Kriyas Yam Suf. Kriyas Yam Suf were they had 10,000 soldiers, 20,000 soldiers. But there was in every household in Mitzrayim, there was someone died. Unbelievable. Next morning, Mitzrayim, a coffin, they were busy burying their dead. The Jews are walking out and burying their dead. So how do we say la? So the answer is very, very simple. How did Klal Yisrael say Shira Kriyas Yam Suf? What's the difference between Klal Yisrael and the Malach? The answer is a very, very simple thing. There are two types of Hallel. It's Hallel of Shevach and Hallel of Hodah. Hodah, I'm in danger. I'm being saved. I'm in danger, I'm being saved, and I'm part of it for the Yeshua of being saved, I can say hallel. I'm saying it, but I'm not looking at it as an objective observer from the outside. Ooh, unbelievable, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're an outsider from the outside looking at it. That's Shevach. Unbelievable. Wait a second. Human beings had to die. If you're an outsider looking at it from the outside, you can't. You can't say Shira. You can't say Shira. Chal Yisrael were in danger. And they were saved by Kriyas Yam Suf. So the full of Malochi assurance would have been Shevach. Chal Yisrael, it's Hodor, gratitude. Okay. Leil Pesach, Chayav Odom, Liros Asatzno, Ki Iluhu Yotzim Mitzrayim. What do we say? We give hodah. It's not shevach. If we're walking out of Mitzrayim, we can say halal. But in Shvi Shel Pesach, there's no halacha. We have to view yourself as you're going through Yam Suf. All sorts of people have all sorts of ceremonies. They pour water on the floor. They split the water. Whatever, without going into whether that's Alpidin correct, Alpidin not correct, there's any marker for it. But there's no halacha. Chayv Odom Lir Statsukulu, who over B'Yam Suf? No, not over B'Yam Suf. There's one time a year, Chayv Odom Lir Statsukulu, that's Leil Pesach, Chayv Odom Lir Statsukulu, I have to psychologically. So they're two very different. They're two very, very different mitzvahs. I have to act it out. And the Rambam says, part of Sibir Yitzchayim is not only the talking, it's how you're acting. Dalit Kosos, the Gemara says, is cheros. Acting as a free man, sitting there, drinking 4 cups of wine, which you normally don't do. What is it? It's slouching in the way a free man is. He doesn't care. This position, whatever the most convenient position is. That's acting as a free man without all sorts of limitations. Yeah. Liros is atzmut, and that is all part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Rambam says more than that. He says, but there's a second mitzvah. Liros is atzmut. Why? That's the hakdama to challah. Without that, if you don't put your mind in that framework, you're not allowed to say challah. All the Egyptians were being killed that night. You have to be molded. And because of that, so there is. And why? What's the hallow for? The hallow is for Yeshua. At that point, the Avdus is totally broken. We are now free people. Then everything, Mitzrayim totally collapsed. But there's an extra thing. What is it? What do we say? Zugil Shchinah. There was a Gil Shchinah. Amora Godol, Zugil Shchinah. Klal Yisrael raised to a Madrega that night that there was a Gil Shchinah. They were able to confront and feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you confront HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you say Shiro. There was a Yeshua together with a Gil Shchinah. Why do we say? What is the nature of the Shir al Hayam? What do we say every day in Marv? I hope you pay attention. Umalchuso v'rotzon kiblu aleihem. Moshe uvnei Yisrael l'cho onu shira. How do we finish? What is the finishing of the Shir al Hayam? Ozer Shemoshe, everything describes the Nes. Fantastic. Amra Oyev, Erdov Asik, Achalek Sholo. Who? Susurocho, Yara Bayam, threw them into the ocean. But then we finish. Tiviemo, Vesito Emo, Bahar Nachos, Mochon, Leshito, Hapal, Hashem, Hashem Yimloch, Olam Voyeh. You confront the Shechina and you see how Kodesh Baruch Hu runs this world with Tzchar V'Onesh. And the world is not just a free-for-all. You realize Malchus Shemayim, U'malchuso beratzon kiblu aleihem Moshe nidchon u'shir. Simcha rabba v'yom l'chulam michmoch b'lim Hashem. Hashem yimlocho amzeh. They confront the Shechina in the moment of Yeshua. You see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the end is makayim everything he promised Yaakov Avinu and Yischar v'onesh. In a very detailed way, they saw the collapse of all the Avodah Zarah that night. They said, Shira. We now put ourselves back into that mindset. We are there in Mitzrayim. We have to see we are walking out of Mitzrayim. We are sitting there in the midst of that Sud in Mitzrayim and Makas Bechoros. Okay. So you see, that is the heter to say halo. And that is the final part of Sipo Yetzias Mitzrayim. Until, okay. We talk about the Nisim and the Flos. We explain Matz and Mora. We discuss Halochas. We then introduce halo. Explain why we are allowed to say halal, lefikach anachnu chayovim lohodos. And then we conclude with the bracha asher golonu. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be zocha to a gula shleim. This is how the Rambam viewed it. The Ramban just has one difference. The same structure the Ramban would have, except he says there's another aspect to Rabban Gamliel. What is it? Eating the matzah and explaining the matzah. That is all one mitzvah. There are mitzvahs. It's not just enough to do the mitzvah. You have to explain and understand why the mitzvah is there. He has that with matzah, Pesach matzah mara. The Rambam has it with Kiyah Shofar. And the Torah says all mitzvahs the Torah explains, you don't have to say it, but at least you have to think it when you do the mitzvah. Okay.